Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Based on that opening montage, we have a new saint in town. Saint Bregman, your time is over. It's Saint Diggs, the newest Patriots wide receiver, Hall of Famer. Got a montage like you read about and hear about on the radio. The Patriots are a better football team, Nick Fitzy Stevens, than when we left this show at 6 p.m. yesterday. How much better? How much value they got? Are there any downsides to the addition of Stephon Diggs? We're going to get into all of that here on WEEI Afternoons. It is a decent Wednesday afternoon in Boston, and we are locked and loaded for a massive program today. Not only are we going to be talking about Stephon Diggs, not only will Ted Johnson join us at 3 for our three-point stances, Tom Curran gets bumped up a day to 3:30. We will talk to Brian Scalabrine from the West Coast somewhere about the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum, about flagrant fouls and such. But at 2:30, we will kick off the baseball season, baby, here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex Cora, the manager of the... Fitzy, dare I say, World Series bound Boston Red Sox?
No hyperbole detected.
The manager of the World Series bound Boston Red Sox will join us here on WEEI Afternoons at 2:30. First of his weekly Wednesday chats throughout the entirety of the Major League Baseball season. So we're going to talk a lot of Red Sox. We're going to talk some Celtics. We're going to do all that. But we're starting with Stephon Diggs. The only downside to this signing, well, not the only downside, they could have done it at like 4 o'clock yesterday. It would have been nice if we could have done
it. All the big signings happen after our show.
Yeah, it's not right. But Stephon Diggs, who is a little older, as I put on Twitter, is coming off a torn ACL and MCL and got a pretty nice contract for a guy of his age and his health status after his visit. Fitzy, IG following now matters. Unfortunately, I hate it. Googly eyes, IG following. We got to do all of that crap and pay attention to who's following who in social media, who followed who first.
Told you so. Hey.
I hate it.
Told you. 100%. You guys don't want to listen. Stiz told you. I told you. These things matter. He didn't just randomly decide, hey, you know what? I had such a good time there, even though I never met Drake May in person and just played a game across from him in which I scored a touchdown and spun the ball at the feet of the opponent's number one cornerback, who now I'm actually going to play with. They don't just do that for fun. Like, what a cool dude. Let me keep track of him. These little things matter. This is how it works in the day and age. You know, it's the, you know, it's like that's the social media equivalent of, you know, texting war plans.
As Jason Tatum himself says, Twitter is not real. So I choose to believe social media is not real. It's all this weird world of I don't know what. But let's get right to the poll, Fitzy, because I want to use this as a crowdsourcing opportunity.
My dad used to say the same thing when we went to get the right Foxy to the lady.
So on my Twitter account today, at Jumbo Heart, a place that's not real, I said, Patriots fans, how do you feel about New England signing Stephon Diggs? Because I wanted to try to get a barometer on the excitement, the questions, all of that. Because I took some heat for my tweet last night. But I said, first option, great. He's a true number one. Second option was, meh, he's the best wide receiver we got. And then third option was, yuck, he's a washed headache. Fitzy, do you want to guess what's winning right now? I know you like to play the game.
Let's see. Knowing the way, it's the show poll, but funneled through your followership, amplified by others. I'm going to guess that while most of us here believe it should be A, I'm going to go with B, not by a massive, but by a semi-significant margin.
Decent answer, because meh, he's the best we got, is leading the voting with 49% of the vote.
See?
Second, a very close second, is great, true number one receiver, 45% of the vote.
Ooh, that's on the way up, man. We got a little race there.
And then only 6% of the nearly 900 votes that have been cast say, yuck, he's a washed headache. So
he's not washed. Who the hell thinks this guy, he wasn't, how washed was he last year, 8 games in, when he was well on his way to over 100 catches and over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns? Is that the regional definition of washed? Because Steph Diggs,
before
on
his
one
knee exploded,
Steph Diggs on one leg with the barbell and all the plates that he was squatting, or the chains in that IG video, is better than any wide receiver currently signed to the New England Patriots, now not named Steph Diggs. Get out of here, people. You're carrying a bias that belongs to when you hated that he would come in and point his fingers in the end zone and tell everyone what they could do to a certain part of his anatomy, which was not very nice. He was a Patriot killer, and just because, ow, he's a locker room cancer, ow, he's a bad culture guy, ow, he grouses on the sidelines. You know what? He does a little bit of that, sure. He is a pain in the ass, but guess what? He's a good pain in the ass for a team that lacks talent and needs motivation, especially in the wide receiver room. Come on.
So the place I would start is, there's a lot of weeds to get caught up in if you want to get caught up in the weeds with age and injury and history and all of these things. But the reality is, and I did an exercise, Fitzy. I went through the NFL because you now have a number one wide receiver. How good of a number one wide receiver? We can debate. But I went through and compared Steph Diggs, because I think we could have argued before this move, you had the 32nd ranked number one wide receiver in the NFL.
And I think that's being generous.
And now I think you, at the very least, are in the high 20s. I came up with about 20 to 22 guys that I think are definitively better than Diggs at this point. But you jumped up a third of the NFL. And in a year in which you're going to battle with a guy that you want to be more cocky and more aggressive and more cocksure of himself and his team, Drake May, you now gave him a weapon. You now gave him a guy. You now gave him a... I watched Tom Brady for years, Fitzy. When it was on the line and the defense was doing good things, whether it be in practice or in games, you know what he often did? Where's Edelman? Edelman?
Yeah.
Where's Edelman? Now we now have an answer that Drake May can say, it is hitting the fan. Where's Diggs? I'm just going to throw to Diggs and hope, because I actually believe he will give me an opportunity to make a play as a quarterback and as an offense. So you have a number one wide receiver, something this team has been lacking for years, and it fills a massive need. In an ideal world, he's probably a two, right? In an ideal world, he's probably a number two.
He was a 1.5 last year, depending, kind of a two, because he was a two with a really good three behind him in Tank Dell. Collins was the one, but Nico Collins had a bad hamstring pull last year. So Diggs elevated to the one, amply played the part, no big deal for him, and then he tears his ACL, and there goes the Houston season.
Then it all bottomed out. Dan Ball?
He's a two on a championship-caliber team, but on a team that's scrounging to make the playoffs, he's a decent one.
Absolutely. And forget playoffs. Playoffs! Just forget playoffs. On a team that is trying to get a representative offense on the field for 2025. And we have...
trying to score a point that's not a field goal or safety.
Yes, and okay, trying to have guys that you can, I don't know, be a little bit excited about, put a little bit of faith in. put a little expectations on.
Somebody at defense actually has to game plan around instead of just dealing with.
And I don't know that Stephon Diggs is going to get back to his 100 catch, 1,000 yard ways. He might get back to the defense game plans for Stephon Diggs, and he makes Pop Douglas better. Maybe they double Stephon Diggs, and now Pop Douglas is the guy that's going to pile up 8 or 9 catches a game and be the volume target. But I can tell you, the job of Drake May, the job of Pop Douglas, and whoever else you want to put in there, Fitzy, I don't know who the other regulars are. If you want to put Mac Hollins or Jalen Polk or Javon Baker, Tayshaun Booty, all their jobs got easier. It's a little bit, he's not as good as Crochet, obviously, but it's like I feel about the Red Sox rotation. All the other starting pitchers' jobs got easier when Garrett Crochet walks into the clubhouse at Fenway Park. All the other wide receiver jobs just got easier at Gillette Stadium because Stephon Diggs is here.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I would have signed him. That's the number one reason why I wanted the New England Patriots to go after Steph Diggs. I would probably put it in an emergency power ranking, gold medal, what he's going to do to all your other receivers, followed closely a silver medal that was just nipped at the finish line of his actual on-field contributions. And then third, what he's going to do for the confidence of Drake May, which also was a bit of a photo finish as well. The manifold benefits of Stephon Diggs joining the New England Patriots are so much so that actually after the initial sticker shock of 3 years, $69 million, nice, $26 million, that's contractually obligated, folks, sorry about that, and $26 million guaranteed, I didn't think that was too much money after all. Stop and look at it for a second. Like, whoa, that is way more than I thought he was going to get, because it felt like the Patriots were balking at 3 for $45 with Cooper Kupp in the Pacific Northwest. Turns out they weren't afraid to spend that kind of money, and Tom Curran's right. The Patriots don't like being called cheap, and they aren't cheap right now. They knew they needed to pay over and above and beyond whatever Steph Diggs, even on a bum or a rehabbing wheel, was worth, because they need someone to come in and challenge the wide receiver room to a metaphorical fight and say, all the catches are now running through me, you guys. So if you want Drake May to look your way, if you want Josh McDaniels to call you up as the primary target, then guess what? You're going to have to prove that you're better than me, whether I have 2 healthy legs, 1.5, or none. And then as far as what he does on the field, yeah, he's not the downfield threat he used to be, but he sure as hell is a pain in the ass to cover anywhere between 0 to 15 yards left, right, and center. And then for Drake May, yes, the volume monster that he can hopefully and will be with Drake May, that reliable target like Blanket, Blanket, Steph's got to be out there someplace. If anybody legitimately believes that Drake May is soft enough, impressionable enough, or just, you know, like too nice enough, if you will, that a guy like Stephon Diggs would come in and mess up his personality or influence him negatively, then you must think that Drake May was softer than dog crap to begin with. That's not who he is, and don't worry about Steph Diggs turning him into a bad guy or being a negative influence on him. Come on now.
You acknowledged it. The $26 million guaranteed, I think, was eye-opening for me, because
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply. For 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I thought Once we started down the road of D-Hop got 1 year and $5 million in Baltimore, and Diggs being injured, Diggs coming to New England, Diggs not having a big market, I did not envision a contract this large. Now, we haven't seen the details yet, or at least I haven't, but there is definitely some backloaded to this. You know, it doesn't have to be a three-year deal.
Didn't we speculate one for 18 or one for 20, something like that, like a prove-it thing, and if he kicks ass, then he gets to go sign one more big deal in the NFL?
Well, sure. I mean, we need to wait and see, because, I don't know, if reporters are doing their jobs properly, he's getting $26 million. That's what the word guaranteed means. If he doesn't actually get $26 million from the New England Patriots, then I need to send Adam Schefter and others a dictionary with a highlighted word, guaranteed. But, so, he got a lot of money. You know what I don't care about? That. Because we were bitching that they had $90 million in cap space. How do you still have the most cap space in the league and you don't have a wide receiver? Go overpay for Cooper Kupp. Go overpay for DK Metcalf. Go overpay for somebody. They overpaid for somebody. I think they overpaid for him. And I'm okay with that. Because that's, and whether you want to call it the suck tax, whether you want to call it desperation, painting yourself into a corner, this opens up a lot more opportunities in the draft. This opens up a lot more opportunities for the growth of the offense. And it also covers up, do you remember how the show ended yesterday when we were reading texts about how great Mac Hollins was going to be? We had all these people, oh, Mac Hollins is going to do this, Mac Hollins is going to do that. Can we stop talking about Mac Hollins now and just talk about Stephon Diggs, an actual NFL legitimate proven wide receiver?
Well, hold on. Mac Hollins is an NFL wide receiver. He has dozens of catches. He has over 50 catches in a season. That makes him NFL wide receiver to me. Now, the best part is everybody who thought, not only do I have to try to live up to my own expectations, but now I'm going to have to try to surpass him. Because we don't have a number one target. We don't have a number two target. Nobody fears the New England Patriots passing attack. Well, now that Steph Diggs is here, everybody can just kind of go back to their lane, their role. Now Jalen Polk can just worry about holding on to the ball and being in the right place at the right time. Now Javon Baker can worry about getting onto the field. Now Mac Hollins can not have to worry about putting on shoes and wearing fun outfits. Like, everybody can be who they were supposed to be on the offense, because Diggs, even though he's not the biggest guy in the world, no one's going to confuse him with Calvin Johnson or Megatron or even Randy Moss, though we do always welcome distressed Minnesota wide receiver talents back here in New England, and they oftentimes work out pretty well. He's a strong enough man. He's a big enough personality. He's arrogant and confident and cocky. Yeah, these are all the things you want out of your number one wide receiver. He's not afraid to be the man. And look, Andy, if it works out and the New England Patriots win 8, 9, God forbid, 10 games this season, so long as they shore up that whole tackle thing on the left side, then guess what? Gone will be the stigma that New England is in the toilet. Gone will be people's fear of coming to Foxborough to watch their careers die. And vanquished will be the notion that nobody wants to play in Foxborough under Vrabel or with Drake again.
Yeah, I saw the 508. And if you want to shoot a text to the show, it's 617-779-7937. Also the number to call if you want to chat. We see you starting to line up here. But the 508 said, now NFL players want to come here. Now go get Travis Hunter. I don't know if this proves, quote-unquote, NFL players want to come here. DK Metcalf didn't want to come here. Like, we can go back and forth. But you got a Pro Bowl caliber, all-pro caliber name to sign the contract. And you didn't give him re-gosh-darn-diculous money. It's higher than I would have expected. But within the confines of your budget and your caps and all that, okay, you gave him a good paycheck. And he took the money. And I'm guessing it was clearly his best opportunity on the open market. That's why he's here. But that's the way free agency works. That's the way business works. Whether this opens up the floodgates and now it's a more desirable place, I don't know. The best way to make it more desirable is if he goes out there and makes Drake May more desirable. And I'm with you, Fitzy. I don't have a single concern about Drake May. You know my theory from day one. Can't break a diamond. He's a diamond. He's a stud. He's a leader. He'll handle the wide receiver, the diva, the whatever, the volume, targets, fine. There's texters that are, oh, he's going to be forcing interceptions into double coverage. Okay, maybe he does. I don't think that'll be an issue. My actual, if you want to ask my concern of how the personality of Stephon Diggs could adversely affect the team, I guess it would be a little bit more with the young receivers. Because I actually think some of those guys showed a little dinkiness last year when they didn't even make any plays. And if he is making plays but being kind of a dink,
they have this dysmorphia. They think they're actually good receivers. Maybe they feel like entitled to be more dinky. I don't think it's a huge issue, but I'm not sure he's the perfect guy to model young receivers after. But he's the perfect guy if you want him to run routes, right? Get open and
catch
the football.
He's the perfect guy to convince them that they need to up their game. I'm not worried about all of a sudden, like, Pop Douglas wanting to pursue dating a superstar or Kayshon Booty, you know, undoing all the good he did last year because he wants to be more like Diggs. This guy is going to teach these guys the way to do it and what works for him. They now have a resource. They have a free, they have someone they can check in, a big brother, if you will. They can check in with and be like, how do you get open against this kind of coverage? How do you often beat this type of guy? What is it that makes you so successful? What is your training regimen like? What is your workout? He's already posted more videos 6 months out from fixing his – 5 months out, Andy, from rehabilitating his ACL than I've seen from all the other guys. Now, I know, you know, you can grab all those workout videos and throw them in the ocean because they mean nothing when it comes time to kick off in a real NFL football game. But this guy means
I was
going
to say lube them up and do what The Rock used to tell people to do with them. Yep, but, you know.
It's still two. It's a little early for that. But that's at least let me get a Gansett first. Yeah, no, the effect he's going to have on the other receivers year one, so long as the Patriots go back to what I talked about yesterday in the three-point stance and make winning a priority, which it seems like they really have this year, then it's going to be great. And a little tease into my three-point stance today regarding how people feel about the New England Patriots going after Travis Hunter and getting Tet McMillan or Matthew Golden and all the top receivers, you may want to pump the brakes on that a bit.
And something, Andy, that you brought up a few times when we were talking about this potential was the culture and how maybe you were kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth. Well, now it's your time if you're Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels to prove it, that even if there is a little bit of dinkiness that's starting to bubble up, if you're as powerful and as culture-driven as you said, you should be able to shut that down.
Absolutely. Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, Drake May. I have an affinity for all three of those guys and their ability to do their jobs. I don't think Stephon Diggs can undercut that. 617-779-7937. We'll be reacting all afternoon long to the Stephon Diggs signing. The Patriots have a number one wide receiver. Drake May now has a go-to guy. But we also have our own go-to guy here on Wednesday afternoons on WEEI Afternoons. Alex Cora, the manager of the World Series-bound Boston Red Sox, up next here with Fitzy and Hart and Dan Ball, who's about to be trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.